It won't be enforced. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. After a federal judge ruled it was unlawful, the Biden administration says transportation officials will not require masks at airports. Press Secretary Jen Psaki on why some areas are not bringing back mandates, even as COVID cases go up.
The masking guidance is green, yellow, and red. We are currently in a green zone in Washington, D.C., so they're not recommending it. Some people can still wear a mask if they want to.
Southwest Airlines is saying effective immediately, mask wearing by employees and customers will be voluntary. That's according to Reuters. China is dealing with another COVID surge, even as Shanghai has strict lockdowns in place.
As mass testing is conducted, China's so-called zero COVID crisis enters its fourth week. There are new reports of the first three deaths from this outbreak in Shanghai. Beijing's strict approach means that 400 million people in mostly big cities are now in some form of tough lockdown. Hundreds of thousands forced into massive and squalid quarantine centers, with Chinese vaccines underperforming. Analysts say the regime's centralized approach to dealing with this health crisis makes it incapable of changing course when necessary. Even though the public anger at authorities is playing out openly and online, for the Beijing leadership, there seems no turning back.
Fox's Greg Palcott. The White House says President Biden will call allies tomorrow to talk about the crisis in Ukraine, including on how to coordinate holding Russia accountable. Russian forces have turned their attention to the Ukrainian city of Lviv.
After 54 days of bombardment, Lviv's residents have been mostly spared from missile attacks until now, killing at least seven, injuring 11 others. A senior U.S. defense official says it was Russian long-range bombers that delivered that strike.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. This is the U.N. humanitarian chief said it seems the time isn't ripe yet for a ceasefire for humanitarian aid, but holds out hope for Orthodox Easter. America's listening. Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A manhunt is over in Phoenix for a man accused of opening fire and injuring a police officer.
A Phoenix police officer is in stable condition after she was shot at a convenience store in North Phoenix Thursday. The alleged shooter, Nicholas Cowan, captured Sunday in Scottsdale.
We did receive a tip he was here and that he was injured.
Phoenix Police Sergeant Andy Williams, Cowan was also shot Thursday and now hospitalized. His former girlfriend, Nicole Montalbano, is accused of hindering the investigation. The injured officer, not yet identified, is she's the eighth officer shot in the line of duty in Phoenix so far this year. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The U.S. Special Envoy for South Korea says Washington and Seoul have agreed on the need for a strong response to North Korea's recent missile tests, though they remain open to dialogue with the country. The North has conducted 13 rounds of weapons testing this year, with experts saying it wants to advance its weapons arsenal. Weekend battles between Israeli police and Palestinians.
Israel is definitely on high alert as tensions have been building here really over the last several weeks and months, as it seems like every day there is some sort of a clash. And the big concern is that one of these clashes will lead to a wider conflict. Israeli forces were conducting a raid in the West Bank looking for weapons and suspects that have carried out deadly attacks in recent weeks. Officials say dozens of Palestinians threw rocks and explosives at the soldiers. The troops responded with gunfire. firing, critically injured two Palestinians. They also made 11 arrests.
Fox's Dan Springer in Jerusalem. Republican former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson says he won't run again. A campaign by the 80-year-old Thompson would have put him on the ballot for the first time in a decade and 24 years after his last win. The winner of the August 9th primary will advance to face Governor Tony Evers. I'm Lee Silicera, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.